Praise God. Tonight, as we continue our study, on true Christian characteristics, we looked at new birth, new growth, new attire, new radiance, new house, new revelation, new relationship, new destiny. And tonight we're going to look at a new ministry. So we're going to begin. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4 so I can build a foundation for the direction that we're going. You have something to write with? Yeah. Ephesians, I said I'm going to build a foundation. Ephesians 4. Are you wearing someone else's socks tonight? Okay, let's get off the sock subject and let's get to the Bible. Okay. If she's wearing your socks, you can sock her later. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4, verse number 11. And it gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. And as we're looking at new ministry, the Lord took me to Colossians chapter 4, verse number 17. Ministry is the act of ministering to others, to be an attendant. We're called not just for ourselves, but to minister to others. And whatever your gift is whatever God's called you to do, it's for the benefit of someone else. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 17, the Word of God says, "And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it." You know, in other words, what God is entrusted with, there's a responsibility. Now, we don't see anything else about Archippus except in Paul's letter to Philemon. In Philemon verse 2, he says that Archippus is a fellow soldier, a soldier of Jesus Christ. And when I was thinking about that, I was thinking that we're all called as soldiers of Christ. Amen. And 1 Timothy 6:12, he says for us to fight the good fight of faith, lay a hold of eternal life, whereunto we were called and profess a good profession amongst many witnesses. And so we're fighting the good fight of faith. And I was thinking about that, and I was looking at that, and the Apostle Paul said in verse 17 of chapter 6, he said, "To charge them that are rich in this world that they not be high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy." And when I was asking the Lord, he said we can apply this to the ministry just as it is in our giving and ministering to others. Oh, I thought you were getting me to dance. I bet you said, "Please stop," right? And I was looking at ministry, and one of the things about ministry, no matter what you're called to do in ministry, we can place this verse 18 and put it in with the ministry and minister to others, that we do good, that we be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Amen? In other words, we're ready to put the action to what God has entrusted us with to be a blessing to others. So first, when I was looking at this, he says to us, he says, so we have a new ministry. We have a new, we're all called into ministry in some form, some shape. So he says, this is acts, first is good deeds. New deeds. And what I have with new deeds is acts of goodness. It doesn't hurt anyone to treat them good. How many in the room want to be treated good? And if you don't raise your hand, I'll pray for you. Get that devil out. But look with me, and when we look at that, to do good, new deeds, that means I have to depart from something to reach to something else. So look with me in Psalms chapter 34. Psalms 34. Verse number 13. The psalmist says, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Do I have to separate the two of you? Hallelujah. So as a new creation in Christ Jesus, when old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. I've got to depart from evil, and I'm going to be doing good. Not only that, he says that not only that we're, as we're doing good, it's going to take us to trust. And in Psalms 37, verse number 3, the Word of God says this. He says, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the new day. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. In other words, as we're trusting him, we're trusting in the Lord to do good. You know, I'm always looking for ways to be a blessing to someone. Yeah? When I look at different circumstances and different situations, what can I do to be a blessing? What can I do to do acts of goodness and acts of kindness towards people? And as ministers, whether you're a teacher or a prophet, rather you're an evangelist, rather you're an encourager, rather you're a psalmist, rather you're a worshiper, a leader, or rather you're a Sunday school teacher, all of this goes to work together, that we're to do good. We're going to look at ways to do good. There's enough evil in this world that people have to find some goodness in the house of God and sprung out from us, not just here, but springing out to our community. Amen. Looking at ways that we can make a difference. You know that we are different difference makers, right? Amen. Because we have a what? We have a good, good Father. And the good, good Father has blessed us to be a blessing to others. He also says, this is to know. And what I have here is in James chapter 4, verse number 17. He says here, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. All right? In other words, we departed from evil. We're called to do good. Amen? Acts of goodness. And he says, hey, when we know to do good and we don't do it, it's sin. Hello? Amen? I don't know about you, but the goodness of God is springing within you and I. If you got the Spirit of God in you, you got the spirit of goodness. Amen? Amen? What goodness does, he wants to see the good in people and speak forth that goodness. Amen? In other words, when you're ministering to the children, and you're ministering to children, for example, and the children are rebellious, don't speak to the rebellion. Speak to where you want to see them go, not where they're at. In other words, that's what goodness does. Goodness takes them past where they are to take them where God wants to take them to. Amen? So we can look through the eyes of the Lord, and we can see the good in everyone. Amen? What does the world want us to do? He wants us to focus on the negative side and not the positive side. But we serve a positive God. There will be some negative time in Judgment Day, but right now it's a positive flow. You know, I was ministering today to a young man in jail. And this man he's covered in tattoos. And he says that the church has always judged him because he's covered with tattoos. And my response to him is, I'm not going to judge you. If you want to put that on you, that's up to you. It's between you and the Lord. That isn't between me and you. I don't have any tattoos because I don't like pain. Hello? And I saw some people getting tattoos there and sticking needles in them to do it, and it looked painful. And someone that says it's not painful, they're lying. It's not true unless they're, they're under pain. Huh? Well, whatever. What the Lord is saying, so I was looking for the good things. You know, I'm not looking at his tattoos. You know, and Jesus said it like this. He said to us, he said, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks upon the heart. And sometimes you see that outward appearance, but what I saw in this young man is the call of God on his life that the enemy tried to destroy and put him in bondage, all right, and in prison, but God's going to set him free and deliver him, and he's going to be the man of God that God's called him to be. Amen. So what we do is we look at the goodness and we start prophesying and we start speaking forth that goodness. Amen. Amen. He says that you do good, acts of goodness, good new deeds. And then he says also that you be rich in good works. That's a new dedication. I'm gonna be dedicated to doing good works. You know, the Apostle Paul said it like James said it. He said, faith without works is dead alone. Amen. So I'm going to show you my works. You show me your faith and I'll show you my works, because faith without works is dead, being alone. So we're to be rich in good works, which is going to call for dedication. Amen. We got to be dedicated. And this is what I have here is acts of blessings. Acts of blessings. We have rich in good works as acts of blessings. Amen. How many know that we're wealthy in Christ Jesus? Remember what he said, charge them that are rich in this world not to be high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but trust in the Father that gives us all things to enjoy, okay? Amen. So we have here in Titus chapter 2, verse number 7, to pattern. I have the apostle says to his student Titus in verse 7, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works. Good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Amen. So we have a pattern of good works. who is the pattern that we're following? Jesus went about doing what? He did what kind of works? He was rich in good works. Amen. He was rich in acts of blessing people. And he gave us the pattern to follow. I don't know about you, but I'm a follower of Jesus. Any followers of Jesus in the room? Amen. So we do good. We're rich in good works. To pattern. Secondly, I have to consider. Look with me in Hebrews chapter 10. You know what Bible study does? It gets you in the Bible. Hello? If this is every answer we need from every situation and circumstance and situation in the world, it's important that we get in it. Amen? And verse 23, remember, fight the good fight of faith, lay a hold of eternal life, whereunto you have a good profession of profess a good profession before your many witnesses. He says this here in Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. In other words, it's not just about you and I. We're to encourage one another to be a blessing to others. How many know that everyone at times needs encouragement? Hello? You know, you get in ministry sometimes and you get tired and there's no, it's always, there's never enough help. And then all of a sudden, man, you need some encouragement. And when you provoke and you consider others and you provoke them unto good works, we're encouraging people to get involved in the ministry of the kingdom. Amen? We're all called to be ministers in some shape or some form. Whether it's just attending the door, whether it's watching the parking lot, and whatever it is that God has called you to do, all of us have a part. Amen? But we need to encourage one another. You know? Like he says here, to provoke, to consider one another, and to provoke into love and to good works. And 1 Peter chapter 2, he says, I put on here to behold. Sometimes I just look for words to fill in there. Be truthful with you. It's just like, okay, what am I going to put there? Why do I have that? Why do you think I have those blanks and those fill-ins up there? To keep you with me. To keep you with me. Amen. In other words, it keeps you tuned into what we're talking about. Amen. So we don't wander off somewhere else. Amen. Amen. Are you with me? So he says in 1 Peter 2:12, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evil doers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Amen? Amen. The Lord has given me Purcell Park. And I have a trail that I've been praying over for 7 or 8 years now, all right, since 2010. And I get to meet people all the time and to be a blessing. And you know, I run into people, sometimes there might be someone crying, they're going through a hard time, and I get to be an encourager. There's some that don't know Jesus, and I get to be a vessel to lead to the Jesus. There's some that are sick, and I get to pray for them, and the Lord heals them. It's like it's being rich in good works, looking for opportunities to be a blessing to others. Acts of blessing, amen? So not only are we to do acts of goodness, but acts of a blessing. Amen. Thirdly, he says, I have new distribution. And it was just a D word I threw in there. The new distribution is ready to distribute. In other words, whatever God has entrusted you with, you're always ready to distribute it for the benefit of others. And this distribution is acts of support. Acts of support. Now, how many know it's not just financial and distribution, but it's also acts of supporting one another. Amen? So we have here to deal. It's just like the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 58. This wasn't my favorite one part to talk about, but the Lord says it takes all parts to make a whole. I'd rather be talking about the ones that I get on fire and excited about and do those things, but the Lord says that it takes all the parts to make a whole. There is nothing in here that's in his word that's not important. Hello? And I think what he wants you and I to understand, there's nothing more important than something else. It's all important. We have a mentality where we think, well, this one's really important. This one's really something. That one ain't that important. But this one's really important. Well, the Holy Spirit's probably saying to you, the one that you don't think is important is probably more important to you. Because the one that you're agreeing with is something that you're already doing. The one that you're disagreeing, you're not. Hallelujah. Hello? He's talking about a fast here and separating yourself. In verse number 7, he says, is it not to deal bread to the hungry and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall break forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. In other words, he's got your front and back. In other words, when we start supporting others, blessings flow our way. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've found that I can't outgive my Father. Amen. So, and what we're doing is I have this stack. We stack our riches in heaven. But look with me in Luke chapter 12. It's kind of interesting. He tells us to sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where the thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen. And what I was thinking about here is as we're doing acts of support to one another, that others are important. What others are going through and what they're facing are of value. The Lord says, don't let your one hand know what your other hand's giving. The Word of God says, if you see your brother naked, you clothe him. You see him hungry, you feed him. You see him thirsty, you give him drink. He doesn't say anywhere in his word that you judge whether he deserves the clothes, the food, or the water. He doesn't say that. He said, if your brother is naked, give him some clothing. If your brother is hungry, give him some food. Amen. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. Because when you've done unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. Amen. So, in other words, I think in this distribution, in this giving, we constantly have a giving heart. Amen. And one of the things I have found, and I'll say it a million times, we can't outgive the Father. Amen. So, my wife doesn't, she doesn't let me carry money because I always give it away. Hallelujah. You let me have a little bit. Did you know I had $15 in my pocket? There you go. I had $15. See, it goes quick.
Now you have $5 in your pocket.
Five?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dusty. Wow. All right. What do I have to buy you? Look with me in Acts chapter 20 a moment. Don't misunderstand me. And don't understand in the ministry when the apostle was talking about, and we're good soldiers of Christ Jesus, okay? We're fellow soldiers one another. We're doing good. We're being rich in good works. We're ready to distribute. We're ready to distribute, not just finances, but we're ready to distribute whatever the Lord has entrusted us with. Now, if the Holy Spirit, he says he gives gifts to us in the body of Christ. If God has given you a gift, your gift is to distribute to someone else. It's for the benefit of someone else. It's not for your benefit. Amen? In other words, if you hog it and hoard it for yourself, no one benefits from it. And it really doesn't do anything for yourself if you don't let it be operative in the body for the blessing of others. But he says in verse 35 of Acts chapter 20, he says, I have showed you in all things how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen? And in other words, what is he saying to us tonight? He's saying, hey, that we're to do good, we're to be rich in good works, ready to distribute. But then he says this, willing to communicate. In other words, what we do is our actions speak louder than our words. In other words, the question that he would ask us is, what are we communicating to others? What are we communicating through our doing good, our great works, our ready to distribute? We're willing to communicate the goodness of God to a lost and dying world. Amen. I didn't get a lot of amens tonight. Can somebody at least say Shande Yeda Rabba Kora or something? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So in closing, what is God saying to us tonight? He's saying simply this, that he's given us the best. Every good gift and perfect gift is from above, that cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. God gave us his very best. Amen. So he says, take what he has given us and do good. Be rich in good works. Be ready to distribute what he's entrusted you with, willing to communicate to others the love of God that surmounts every bit of understanding. Amen. Amen. You're all called to be ministers. Hallelujah. You have a new ministry. Amen. So let's all stand. I promise to get a little more fiery next week. No, I'll just do whatever the Lord said. Are you with me? Can we just thank the Lord? Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your love. We're grateful for your mercy. We're grateful for your grace. We're so grateful, Father God, for the gifts that you've given us, Father God. And Lord, as you've ministered to us tonight, you spoke to us tonight, Father God, may we do good. May we be rich in good works. May we be ready to distribute. May we be willing to communicate those things that you've been